Welcome to the Daily Dad Podcast, where we provide one lesson every single day to help you with your most important job, being a parent. I'm Ryan Holiday, and I draw these lessons from ancient philosophy, modern psychology, practical wisdom, and insights from parents just like you all over the world. Thank you for listening, and we hope this helps. You don't have to like it, but you should try. It had been a long day. He was tired. He just wanted his teenage stepdaughter, Tegan, from the indie pop duo Tegan and Sarah, to stop blasting the same album over and over. Besides, he hated Nirvana, which was just then about the biggest band in the world. So he told her to turn it off. He told her that the music was driving him insane. He was well within his rights up until the point that he made a joke about Kurt Cobain's sexuality. He should have known better. As Tegan explains in her fascinating book, High School, a must read for any parent with artistic children, she was just then coming to terms with her own identity. She went ballistic at her father. She was inconsolable. It was clearly not about the music at all. Finally, after many apologies, her dad was able to talk to her. She played Nirvana's Unplugged album for him. A fan of David Bowie, he was surprised by their cover of The Man Who Sold the World. "You're right, they are good," he told her. "Leave that CD here. I'm going to make a copy to play in my truck." Look, you don't have to like what your kids like, but you should try. You should try to find what you can like about it. Most of all, you should try to think about why they like it, what it's doing for them. Your son is into heavy metal because it's an outlet for his frustrations, because it's a community he feels accepted by. Your daughter likes this teen idol because her friends do. They like rap because it's a whole culture, a lifestyle they can express themselves through. You don't have to understand it, but you can appreciate it. You don't have to yuck someone else's yum, especially your kids. I was just getting some physical therapy done on my ankle, and as I walked into the place, it's my first session, the physical therapist, she says to me, "You're a runner? Let me guess, you're a runner?" And I said, "Oh, how'd you know?" And she said, "I could tell from the shoes," because I was wearing my new Hokas, my Mach 6 Hokas. They're great. I actually haven't run in these ones yet because of the ankle, but they're awesome. It's got a nice snappy ride. It's stylish, light, fast, undeniably comfy. It's got this Durabrasion rubber outsole that's thick on the shoe. And there's also a really cool, cute kids version that you can check out. If you want to check out the new Mach 6, visit today's show notes. I'll link to that, and I'm sure you can get them anywhere Hokas are sold. Hey, you're listening to the Daily Dad Podcast, one meditation a day inspired to help you do your most important job, which is be a great father. These are meditations inspired by ancient wisdom, psychological research, and just great strategies from normal dads just like you. Thanks for listening.